The feds charge a Lancaster County man who they say was behind an investment fraud scheme that caused upwards of $400 million in losses for investors. As KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us, at the center of the scheme were ATMs.
U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, David Metcalf, says since 2017, Daryl Heller of Lititz has scammed more than 2,700 people out of hundreds of millions of dollars. But he expects that number to rise as their investigation continues.
The magnitude of this offense is enormous.
Metcalf says the 55-year-old Heller scam was nationwide, but a majority of its victims were in Lancaster County and Eastern Pennsylvania. He also operated a number of companies to try to conceal his actions. One company he used to purchase the ATMs, while another operated a series of investment funds to fundraise and supposedly purchase the ATMs.
Mr. Heller told investors that he was raising money to purchase and operate these ATM machines and that they'd get a good steady rate of return. But it was all a lie.
Instead, authorities say Heller enriched himself, paid off debts from his companies, and paid off earlier investors. They say very few of the ATMs purchased were ever put into use. Heller is charged with one count of securities fraud and four counts of wire fraud. He was arrested in Lancaster Wednesday morning and remains in custody. Wayne Jacobs is the special agent in charge at the FBI field office in Philadelphia, which assisted in the case.
Fraudsters often make promises of steady or guaranteed returns, something that simply doesn't exist in legitimate investment opportunities. Bottom line, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
In Center City, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.